Now here's a complaint from a concerned citizen. He says he went to Pebbles Beach with his family this weekend and left very worried about the attitude that some business people are displaying to those who want to use our beaches.
When we got there, we all decided, well, look, let's rent a beach chair and a tent because, well, you know, we want to protect the food and whatever else. And I wanted to rest because I didn't feel like going in the water, but I was there with family and friends. So I requested a beach chair from one of the local vendors who said I had to set up in his, I don't know, 20 feet in any direction spot, something like that. I don't know the exact figure, but he had two tents set. He had two umbrellas set up to actually demarcate where he can rent to. I said, well, okay, my family is further down towards Radisson, so, you know, could he set up there? He said, no, he has a specific designated spot or it's an issue. He has a license. So I figured, okay, well, you know, that was a little weird to me because it was not even that far from where he was unable to rent, but he said that that is the license he has to actually work with. So I said, okay, so where do I go? He said, well, you have to ask one of these other two people that you had to ask. I think it's Barbados Cruising something. I call it Dippers, but it's not Dippers apparently. But it's a compound, like, almost between where he can rent and Radisson. And when I asked there, I said, well, no, I can only rent to you Monday to Friday and not on a weekend. I said, well, can this guy still serve me? No, because this is our spot. So I said, I went over to Radisson. Basically, Radisson saying they only rent or give beach chairs out to their actual hotel guests. So I'm saying this is ridiculous. Because in a time where people want money, why would you be refusing to give people service? And on top of that, the appearance is Bajans to one side and then guests and visitors to another side. It looked like segregation. And I'm saying it is ridiculous at a time where not just Bajans want money, but the appearance that you have a specific spot for certain people. And again, where would you want Bajans pack up or not spread out? This is still COVID. And I'm saying, isn't that the hotel full of guests and therefore, you know, you want to know protect your guests from not being able to get service? I get that. So if the hotel was full, right, and you have to reserve the chairs for your guests and out in front where your hotel is full, I get that. But this is not regular, unusual times. Our businesses have to adapt. We have an impracticality about how we do business and how we see things.
He says people have told him he should carry his own umbrella and chair.
How is it that we have become so impractical in this country? And I don't want to raise the R word about racism. I don't think it's that. Not for a second. I think that we have an impracticality when it comes to Barbados and Barbadians and how we do business. We got to evolve. We got to adapt. And it's systematic. It's a cultural, systematic thing. Cultural from the perspective that Bajans feel, oh, Stephen, well, what are you upset for? But this is no big issue. Carry your own things. If we don't adapt, we will die. If we don't see the bigger picture on issues and start being so small-minded and small-eyed, when we see something, we see it with tunnel vision, we will die because something will come behind you and eat you. I can't get Bajans to understand that sometimes it is just not about turning the other cheek and going the other way, but calling things out is wrong. That guy lost the sale yesterday, and two businesses refused my money because of a little fabricated demarcation line. There was nothing in the sand that the NCC put up and said spot one or spot two. It was a arbitrary line drawn for purposes of comfort, to ensure that, as somebody put it on the same post, that nobody don't get bring a cutlass over business.
Concerned citizen Stephen Williams on Sagicor's Early Business.